A stall down front that was draped over the region yesterday has lifted north of the area overnight, allowing for a southwesterly flow to develop and in many cases temperatures to rise overnight. Steady rain moved into some areas through the overnight as well, and periods of rain will continue for at least the first half of the day before tapering off as a front moves east of the region. Brief heavy downpours with some gusty winds are possible with that frontal passage. The primary front should move through quickly by lunchtime or so. The initial frontal passage will shift winds into the west and northwest and may allow for a brief jump in temperatures before a second reinforcing shot of cooler air begins to move across the region behind a secondary cold front that will move through a little later in the day. Skies will clear as we head through the evening and overnight and into the early hours of Saturday, with high pressure building in from the Great Lakes and Canada for the weekend. Low temperatures will fall back into the 20s and 30s for most, with a few spots in the Adirondacks perhaps falling into the teens. The holiday weekend starts out quite nice with high pressure building in, with mostly sunny skies and lighter winds. Temperatures will likely be a bit above normal as well, rising into the 50s in the valleys and 40s in the mountains on Saturday, with high pressure departing off of the New England coast and into the western Atlantic Ocean on Sunday. Our region will be under the influence of a south and southwesterly flow at the low and mid-levels on Easter Sunday, with plenty of sunshine and that southwest flow around the backside of the high. Temperatures look to stay well above normal, and we should see temperatures in the mid and upper 50s to low 60s for Easter Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a marginal risk of severe storms from Florida to the Carolinas and coastal mid-Atlantic states. Isolated strong to severe thunderstorms may occur from Florida to the coastal mid-Atlantic states during the day, as cyclonic mid and upper level flow will prevail with a long wave trough over the continental U.S. A short wave trough will continue to dampen as it races northeastward from the lower Great Lakes through Quebec and northern New England, reaching the Canadian Maritimes by early Saturday. Meanwhile, an upstream short wave trough will dig southeastward over the northern Intermountain region and the Great Basin through later tonight. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 48 degrees with a record of 74 set in 1910. Normal minimum temperature is 29 degrees with a record of 0 set in 1875. Sunrise and sunset data for today, March the 25th, 2016. Sunrise at 6:49 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time and sunset at 7:14 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Showers today, highs will be in the mid-50s with a south wind around 5 miles an hour becoming west this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, cooler with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, showers today with highs in the mid-60s, a south wind 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming west in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, much cooler with lows down in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, showers today with highs in the upper 40s, a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, increasing and becoming westerly at 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts between 25 and 30 miles an hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy this evening, then clearing, colder with lows in the upper 20s, and still quite breezy with that northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, showers today with a high near 60 degrees, south winds becoming west in the afternoon near 10 miles an hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, cooler with lows down in the lower 30s, and that northwest wind continuing from 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, showers today with highs in the mid and upper 50s, a southwest wind becoming west in the afternoon near 10 miles an hour, mostly cloudy this evening, then clearing. It'll be much colder with lows in the lower 30s, that northwest wind continuing 10 to 15 miles an hour. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, mostly sunny and nice, high temperatures in the low and mid-50s, mostly sunny and mild for Easter Sunday with highs in the mid-50s to low 60s, Monday rain likely, highs in the upper 40s and low to mid-50s, Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain or snow showers, highs in the low and mid-40s. And Wednesday, becoming mostly sunny and mild with highs in the low and mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.